The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yehuda Gestetner, Rosh Kollel in Toronto, Canada, and has been brought to you by the Beis HaVa'ad Halacha Center. For more information about the center or for halachic services and resources, please call 1-888-485-VA'AD or visit thehalachacenter.org.
Mishnah and Erev and Daf Kuf Peis and Mebeis Machzirin Retia Bamikdash Avalei B'Medina. The Mishnah is talking about a person who has a maka, who has a wound on his hand, and he covered it with a dressing, with a bandage. Halacha is, if he's a kohen in the Beis HaMikdash, and the bandage fell off on Shabbos, or he took it off on Shabbos, he may go ahead and return the bandage on Shabbos onto his wound. However, Avalei B'Medina, if he is not a kohen in the Beis HaMikdash, he may not return the bandage to on top of his wound on Shabbos. Rashi explains the reason why it's usher to put a bandage on a wound on Shabbos. Rashi says, Gezeira mishum yimareach haretia. It's a gezeira that you may come to be mimareach the retia, umeiruach hainu memachik. Meiruach is usher because of memachik. To understand what the isser of memachik and mimareach is, memachik is one of the lamates melachis in the Mishkan. When they made the ar, when they made the skin, the hides for the Mishkan, for the building of the Mishkan, one of the melachis was to make the hide, the skin, smooth. That process is called the Isser of Memachik, to pull out the hairs and to soften up to make smooth the skins. That was the Isser of Memachik. Included in the Isser of Memachik is also Mimareach. Mareach means to spread. So the halacha is, if a person has something which is a bar mirach means a material which is a pliable material, a material that could stretch and is able to be spread. The halacha is, it is usher to spread that material on Shabbos because that's going to be usher because of mimareach, because it is like memachik, like smoothening out the hides. So Rashi over here is explaining the Mishnah that the actual bandage, when you put the bandage on Shabbos, in the times of Chazal, the bandages were made of a material that was pliable, was made of something that was able to stretch and spread, and by putting the bandage back on the hand on Shabbos, it may lead to the Isser of Mimareach. Therefore, it is usher to do on Shabbos, unless it's in the Mishkan, a kind in the Mishkan. Over there, Chazal weren't geyser the gezerah that it may come to leave Meirach for the need of the kind to do the Avodah. But outside of the Mishkan, it's going to be usher to place the bandage on the hand, because it may lead to the Isser of Memareach, of smoothening out the bandage. Other Rishayim seem to learn the Mishnah that's not referring to the actual smoothening of the bandage, but the Rambam Pirsh Mishnayis is Mashma, that it's referring to putting the ointment on the bandage and smoothening out the ointment, that will be the Isser of Memareach, but not the actual bandage. In any case, to spread a pliable object on Shabbos is included in the Isser of Mimareach. Because of this halacha, we know that it is usher for a person to take any type of a cream or a thick ointment on Shabbos and spread it out over his body or somewhere else, because that is all included in the Isser of Mimareach. The Ramah in Simen Shinchaf Aleph says a halacha umutter lahachlik ha'echel b'Shabbos v'loy have a b'zeh mishum memachik. The halacha is, even though we just said that to spread a pliable substance on Shabbos is aser, but a'echel, if it's food, the Ramah says a person may spread it and it's not aser because of memachik. Hayol v'efsher la'achlei b'loy zeh. The Ramah just fearzais u'mikol makoim ha'machmer b'maychel shal tapuchim u'chadayma shadarki b'kach tovi alav bracha. A person is machmir not to spread some type of an apple paste or something similar to that. Hamachmir tavel of bracha. It is better to take the stringent opinion, if possible, and not even to be memachik eichlan. The Bira Alacha, the Mishnah Berurah and Bira Alacha, the Ramaskel b'Meichel The Bar Halacha wants to suggest that even the Isra of by Michael, by food, to be Mamachik, which the Rama says, Machmer Tavi Olav Bracha, is only applicable when the purpose of being Mamachik is, Mamachik, the spread, is to make the food more beautiful, is for Yaifi, is to beautify the food. But if a person is spreading the food in order for him to eat, if you're just spreading, let's say, a butter on a bread, in order for him to eat, to make it easier for him to eat, just to spread out the food evenly, then on that type of case, it will not even be a machmer tavei lev bracha, and in that case, it's totally mutter. To understand why is there a heter of memachik on foods, and also to understand why should it be different if the purpose of the food was to make the food nice, or if the purpose of the food was just to spread it out, why should it be mutter? So the Rishonim explain, the Mordechai explains, and the Smak explains that the reason why there is no memachik ba'eichlin is because since the malacha of memachik in the Mishkan was primarily by ar, was by the skin, and similar to ibud, there's a malacha of ibud, which is to work out the hides in the Mishkan. These by ibud is clear that the malacha, the raisa of ibud, is only by ar and not by food objects, because that was not similar to the malacha in the Mishkan. So too, by memachik, since the memachik was done primarily in the Mishkan by ar, therefore midaraisa will not be any iser of doing memachik on food items. However, if the food item which is being used is not being used for the purpose of eating, but rather the food item which is being spread is being used in order to beautify the food, perhaps we can consider that not going into the category of a food item, because its purpose being used right now is not for the purpose of food, it's being used for the purpose of yaifi, and therefore the Rama will tell you hamachmer tavei lev bracha, and that will potentially be usher on Shabbos. It's best not to spread a food item if the purpose of the food item is for yaifi, is for beautifying the food. So for an example, if a person would want to spread his bread with butter, with jam, any type of bar miruach, anything that's spreadable and pliable, so that will be mutter l'chatchila, and will not even be a tavi alav bracha. However, if he's, for example, icing a cake, and he was trying to ice the cake to make the cake look beautiful, that will go into the Ramah's tavi alav bracha, that it's best to be stringent not to use the food item to beautify the cake, because perhaps at that, in such an instance, we do not consider it a pure food item because it's used for yaifi, and therefore it will be tavi alav bracha not to do that. Another example of being meruach a food item, the Taz brings down a case of a person who wants to spread over his dish, his a hot dish, and he wants to spread over it a piece of dough in order to retain the heat in the dish. So the Taz holds that that is aser. Rabbi Halacha explains that even though on a food item we don't say that it's called, it's not a food item, it's not aser because of mareach, but since the purpose of the food wasn't meant at all in this case, it wasn't meant at all for any type of food, it was only meant as a material to retain the heat, so we do not view the dough as a food item at all, and therefore it will be aser to spread the dough over the bowl according to the Taz on Shabbos. The Taz over there has a different heter why it's mutter, but in any case, in such an instance, spreading the dough is not viewed as a food item because its purpose is not being used for food, it's being used for another purpose. Another similar case we can apply to this is at times people have their braces or their something in their mouth is bothering them. They have some type of a wound or a cut, and they're going to go ahead and take a piece of gum or some type of a spread to spread it over their wound in their mouth. And the question is that usher because of mimareach or not? So at first glance, a person would say, oh, a piece of gum is food. And we just said that food is exempt from the issa of mareach. However, according to what we're saying now, according to the Taz, and according to the Mishnah Berurah, who explains the Taz, that when you use a food item for a non-food purpose, the food item will not retain its status of food, lagabe dalachav mareach, therefore it will be usher to take a piece of gum and spread it over the wound in your mouth on Shabbos, because the purpose of the gum in this instance is not being used for food, it's being used to cover the wound. In any case, it's questionable if we can consider gum to be considered a food item at all, because the base of the gum is not really roi l'achila, it's not really edible, and then itself is questionable. Can we consider actually the gum item to be called an eichel, which will be exempt from the isser of miruach? So just to review, there's the Isser on Shabbos to be mareach, to spread a pliable object on Shabbos is usher because of meruach, because it's similar to memachik. The halacha is that this Isser only applies to non-food items. By food items, there's no Isser of mareach, and you'll have to go ahead and spread food on Shabbos. However, the Ramah brings down that on this halacha by food, there's a machmer tavil of bracha. It is best to be machmer tavil of bracha. And the Mishnah Berurah explains the Ramah that even the Machmer Tavil of Bracha, the Mishnah Berurah seems to be mitzadeid, he seems to lean to the side that even a food which is Tavil of Bracha is only in a case where the food is being used to beautify the food, such as an icing on a cake. But if the food is not being used to beautify, but it's just being meant and just being spread for the purpose of making it easier to eat, then there will not even be a Tavil of Bracha, and it will be Mutar Lachatchila. And two practical applications we spoke out was one, that a person may not ice a cake if he's beautifying the cake, but he may eat a sandwich and spread a spread on the sandwich because that is regular derech achila. The exception to this rule that a bar meruach, there's no isim meruach on eichel, is when the eichel, which is being mareach, is not being used for food purposes. So even if you take a food that's not being used for food purposes, such as taking a gum and spreading it over a wound on your mouth, or such as taking a dough and using it as a heat retainer, so in those cases the food is not being used at all for food purposes. It's even worse than the case of icing the cake, because by icing the cake, at least you can be eating the cake. So, but there's a tavel of bracha. But in the case where there's the food use is not for food purpose at all, it's just being used for a secondary purpose, over there will definitely be the issa of meruach to do on Shabbos, and is therefore aser.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the Center for Halachic Services or Consultations, or to present a Shaila, please call 1-888-485-VAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. Or email info@thehalachacenter.org.